Development Council, and she's with me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Joanne.
When did you first realise there was a need to offer something formal to real estate agents?
Look, it's quite a while ago. I mean, we, as a specialist homelessness service provider, obviously work closely with real estate agents. Probably about 5 years ago, working in partnership with Northern Area Health Service Community Mental Health Program staff, we realised we really needed to target real estate agents to give them skills and knowledge to understand what was going on for people with a mental illness or people with an experience of trauma, but also some skills in terms of how to intervene. For property managers, they've pointed out to me, we're not just property managers, we're people managers. And so it's a difficult role that they have. And so we really felt it was important to resource them to be able to work with people more effectively, but also to help them to be aware of the services that are available in the community that they can access and that they can encourage tenants to access to support them to maintain their tenancies.
Why Grafton?
Well, it's across the region. So we delivered training in May in Moolambar. We had 13 real estate agents attend the trauma-informed tenancy management training. Really good feedback from them, but they also did all say that they wanted ongoing training and were really keen to continue to work with us in that respect. Tweed Heads we'll be looking at doing in July, and so Grafton on the 21st of June will be serving a delicious breakfast while we deliver very targeted training with mental health experts, specifically for property managers and also for accommodation providers. So, you know, we're talking about people who run hotels and motels and caravan parks who also work with people, with their patrons who have experiences of trauma and some of the behaviours that then manifest as a result of that trauma.
What are some of the difficult scenarios that real estate agents can find themselves in?
Look, at the training, they've talked really clearly about some of those situations. So having people, you know, sometimes it can be avoiding behaviours. So, you know, starting to not pay the rent, not be there when property inspections are scheduled, not communicating, not answering calls. And what the training helps them to understand is that is often that can be actually a behaviour that is caused by trauma, where people go into a sort of avoidance and freeze mechanism. Of course, the other is the fight or flight response that we also see from trauma. And so property managers can have people who have really difficult behaviours to manage. Neighbours are starting to complain. There could be incidences of violence. And so it can be the full range of behaviours that property managers are trying to work with. What we've seen is property managers, they're people in this community. Often they'll talk about actually knowing some of these people, having gone to school with them. So they want the best outcome for them. But, you know, traditionally their training has been about property management. And so what we're really trying to do is, as I said, provide them with some skills and knowledge and some contacts for services who can respond to help them to do their job, but ultimately to help the tenants to maintain their housing and to not exit into homelessness.
Mm. Because obviously a real estate agent's primary function is to look after the interests of their client, which in most cases is the landlord. Of course, tenants are clients as well to some extent. But, you know, if somebody's not paying the rent, you know, most people would think the real estate agent's job is to move them along. So how can real estate agents play a more constructive role that, you know, it fulfills the duty of their role, I suppose, their prime responsibilities, but also leads to a better outcome?
That's right. And, you know, one of the key messages we've been able to see for property managers is that it's a very expensive, if they're having to evict tenants, it becomes very expensive for the property owner because there's a period of rent loss. If they're in the tribunal, that becomes an expensive and time-consuming. So this for us is about helping them to save money and to fulfil their obligations to property managers. The other key message is get us in early. You know, if someone is behind in rent, often there can be very good reasons for that, but support services like Connecting Home are able to help them to work with. If we're able to provide some brokerage for to support rent arrears, to get people, maybe they've had a huge medical bill come in, that's an often, that's a common scenario that we see, to be able to wrap around our support services, whether if it's domestic violence or mental illness, to be able to sustain that tenancy so that we can work with someone who is not homeless. It's much easier for us to work with someone who has a home that we can help them to sustain. But also it's much better for the property owner and the real estate agent if they can continue that tenancy without having to go through the as I said, the expense and the loophole, the jumping the ropes of eviction and the costs of that.
Is it also, you know, in some ways these skills that are being taught, are they also more likely to keep real estate agents themselves out of harm's way if things get nasty?
Look, I think that's a really important point. One of the things we've realised, the New South Wales Real Estate Institute recently talked about a very high rate of turnover with property managers, and we see that, you know, we'll develop a relationship with a property manager and they're not long in that job. So there's high turnover. As I said, it's a difficult, complex job that they do. And they often, in the training, they've talked about feeling vulnerable and ill-equipped and scared when confronted by some of these behaviours. And so the training that we provide also, I mean, it's only a morning, so it's a snapshot. But as we said, they've said they wanted ongoing training, and we're really keen to commit to that as at least an annual process to be able to give them some skills to keep themselves safe as well as their tenants.
And, of course, I suppose knowledge is key too. And if you know where you can refer someone to for help, that must be a good thing as well.
That's right. And that's the feedback that we got, that people really appreciated being able to just get some very simple direct information. These are the specialist homelessness service providers in their region. These are the people you can call. And also putting a face to a name. So we have the local. So in Tweed, we had the local Connecting Home and OTCP homelessness support providers, so that they got a chance of developing a bit of a relationship. They could pick up the phone and say, "Hi, I was at the training yesterday, got this tenant I'm really worried about," to get some advice from that, or to encourage tenants to contact us themselves, having met us and got to know some of the local workers. And in Grafton, it'll be the same with the local service providers there too.
Sounds like a great initiative. Jennifer, thank you for chatting to me.
Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Jennifer Park, who is from the Northern Rivers Social Development Council. She is the Connecting Home Community Engagement Project Manager, and you can get in touch with Jennifer through the Social Development Council if you want more information about that training course. It'll be held on the 21st of June at 7:30 in Grafton.